Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving as that approaches us this next week. Well, I'm here in Pennsylvania, and I'm on the air tonight with Frank St. James, who is in New Jersey about 100 miles away. Now, yesterday we had down here 75 degrees weather. Today it's 30 and we are having our first snow. So it certainly does feel like Thanksgiving, although my teeth are chattering because yesterday I was outside putting in all my bulbs for spring in nothing more than a long sleeve shirt. And that's why we warn about flus and colds, because what happens is when we have such drastic changes in weather, that can be not good for the body. Don't you agree, Frank? Good evening.
Good evening, Elizabeth. And I do agree with that.
Are you
so
having
I stay in the house?
Pardon?
So I stay in the house.
Oh, I know. Well, I didn't have to go out today. The winds were pretty high. Did you have your regular Sunday appointments that you always have?
Yes. Yes.
And
was,
so how was driving? Busy. Pretty bad?
No. It's just, you know, get used to it. I used to live up in New Hampshire and Massachusetts. And so this is, you know.
And you know that our Don, our producer, lives in California. I told him I was moving out for a couple of months. Anyway, tonight's a call-in show. And if you'd like to call in and ask a question, the number is 888-429-5471. And we would love to hear from you because we have Frank on tonight. And Frank is a wonderful psychic. He tunes in. He's known as the psychic detective. And he can also talk to people on the other side. What else do you do, Frank? What are your talents?
Well, I do forensic astrology, financial astrology, and regular astrology, you know, just, you know, birth charts and trying to help people out, giving them insights into themselves in the future. I also do automatic writing, and so I'm able, once I get in touch with the spirit and develop a rapport with them, I'm mm-hmm. able to correspond that way. So it's kind of a handwriting iPhone, you know, with the other side.
And, you know, of course, every single person that we work with, and we're going to be working with Naomi from New Mexico in a few minutes, every single person has their own individual spirits around them. And so you kind of have to say, well, hello, how are you? And then the psychic that's doing the reading with the querent says, inwardly, let's connect, let's be in balance. And sometimes that doesn't happen, but not too often. And you have to say, I'm not reaching you need to see somebody who can tune in. That does happen, right, Frank?
Yes, it does. I had an interesting lady today that I read about 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. her brother had just went through a committed suicide, and it was rather difficult to connect them, but when she did... yesterday, we did connect with him. The mother and the family are all together on the other side, and he's gone through a good transition and dealing with it very well. So,
oh, that's wonderful. So now we have Naomi, Frank, and her birthday is March 8th of 1980. Are you there, Naomi?
I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you're welcome, and we love that you listen to Let's Find Out. Do you have a question for Frank tonight?
I do. It's funny that he was just talking about suicide because I my partner passed away in 2012, and that's mm-hmm. why I was calling to see. I've been rather confused, and I'm not sure if she committed suicide, if there was a murder.
Could we have the first name and the birthday of your partner?
Of her? Yeah, her first name is Angelique, A-N-G-E-L-I-C.
And her birthday, please.
Her birthday? Okay, her
yes.
birthday is February 29th of 79.
So are you picking up something for Naomi, Frank?
I'm picking up that she was, she got very depressed. She was getting very depressed. Did you notice that? She was going in and out of depression.
Yeah. It was pretty.
And she said she did do it herself.
Okay.
And that she felt that energy has been released from her. So she doesn't, she really been wanting to contact you for a long time and to let you
yeah.
know that she's finally, well, I wouldn't say exactly happy, but she's not in that kind of negative state anymore.
But she's in balance, Frank, and what I was feeling
yeah.
is, Naomi, she's saying she's sorry that she had such negative friends around her. She is back in balance, and the light will start coming through, so you could be hearing from her in the next 6 months to a year. It takes a long time to process on the other side, right, Frank?
Well, you go through a process. A lot of this is organic that triggers off all these depressions and those type of things. But she's come through it well. And interesting enough, we're all kind of Pisces, so it's
yeah.
you know, we got that kind of, and once that happens, it's kind of fluid. It just flows, and she just wants you to know that she is all right, and she's been trying to find out a way to communicate, and like this is a good start for you, because I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're going to feel her more.
Frank,
yeah,
give her your call and number if she wants to get back to you maybe in a week or two when it starts to open up for her. What's your number that she could call?
Sure.
Naomi. Frank is going to give you his number.
Oh, okay.
It's 973-882-7721.
Okay. 21, okay.
Thank you for calling, Naomi. Happy Thanksgiving, Naomi. We now have Lisa from New York, and her birth date is October 1st, 1968. How are you there, Lisa?
Hello?
Lisa?
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you? We're trying to connect you in with our technical problems.
Okay.
Lisa, what question do you have for Frank?
To be honest, I called off the cuff. I wasn't too familiar with your show. I was referred, and I didn't call with a specific question in mind. I have a myriad of things going on. I didn't know what
made
you were moved.
Lisa, close your eyes. Take a deep mm-hmm. breath and let one question come to you, because we're only doing one question tonight.
Okay. I didn't know if you guys were moved to share something.
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
What question comes to you?
Maybe career path, if you want to share that.
Be more specific, please.
Oh, okay. I'm changing jobs, and
yeah.
I just wanted to know if that was necessarily the
and
right.
What are you going into, Lisa?
That would be... how can I say? I guess maybe in the entertainment genre, maybe.
Okay, good.
That.
What you got for her, Frank?
Well, it's an excellent time for you. I really feel good about it. you're on a, you're getting into a new cycle, a new 9-year cycle, and I'm sure you've been going through a lot of soul searching through the, you know, through this year, and eliminating things that haven't worked for you. So I'm actually very excited for you, you know, and you definitely picked up some new ideas. I like your direction, and I should say just be persistent, and you're going to be very happy within 6 months.
And don't give up on yourself, Lisa. Are you doing auditions?
I'm in the process, yes. Researching.
That's really open up for you after the first of the year. You're a Libra. And we have Jupiter in Libra, so luck is on your side until we...
Hello?
Luck is on your side until next October, so just depend on that.
Okay.
Any more for her, Frank?
Well, I was in the entertainment field for 50 years, and it's always persistence. It's always trying to develop, you know, reinvent yourself. You learn by sometimes not somebody doesn't think you are that good or something, and it just all the time when I went through it, rejection always reinforced that I was going in the right direction. So You have something unique, and just keep working on it. That's all.
Okay, great.
And it's going to bring
help. I apologize for the indecision on my part. I guess I was taken aback to come up with one question.
You're doing great, Lisa, and thanks for calling. We'll be on again. Listen to us often. Frank is on once a month.
Okay, thanks for your help. Have a great evening.
Happy Thanksgiving. Frank, we have Christy from Pennsylvania, and her birthday is also 1971. Are you there, Christy?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Do you have a question for Frank?
Yes, Frank. This has really been bothering me. My wedding band, I've been married for many years, is missing. It was in my bedroom. This was over a year ago, I want to say maybe last October. And we cannot find it anywhere. I have no clue what happened to it.
Off the top of my head, I'd say it's still there, and I believe it's in with some clothing. And it just seems like you've gone over it a couple times. You know, it's just one of those things that you have to go back and go through the drawers.
We've done this so much, and we don't have it insured, and we're really upset.
Have you looked in the bag of the vacuum cleaner?
Oh, that was like a year ago.
We think you're going to find it.
Another way to do it is take your time and go back and try to go through the whole day, everything from getting up in the morning, everything that you could remember.
Okay.
Before you missed it. Because it's still in the house. It's still there.
And that's called...
Christy,
that's called present life regression work. And it's used a lot when you're trying to remember a trauma. But you can sit down and go through the day and then open up your right hand and put the ring in the center of your right hand and drop it and feel it. And the more you do that, the stronger you're going to feel it drop in your hand. And that will open up the channel for you to locate the ring. It's chemistry, right, Frank?
Yeah, create a channel. And that's what we want to create. A lot of things are found that way, you know.
Yeah, and we found a lot of wedding rings and engagement rings that have been missing, Christy. So good luck to you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. We've got a couple more,
so here we go. We have Nancy from New York. Her birthday is January 21st, 1956. Are you there, Nancy?
So, yeah.
Well, thank you for calling. Let's find out. What is your question for Frank?
I live in a condo, and about 2.5 years ago, I found out I have high levels of mold in my attic. And and the association won't take care of it. So I just had a lawyer send a letter, and I was just wondering, will the association fix it, or do I have to actually go through with a lawsuit?
Now, Nancy, there's this universal law. It's a federal law. It's called you have to get rid of mold. All you have to do is add the word black, black mold. Black mold is deadly. It is deadly to the lungs. They have to fix it. You can go to the Board of Health in your town and report it, and they have to research it. It's the law. Do it.
I tried that, but it's not actually black mold. You don't actually see it, but we had the testing done by an environmental company. And
you can report it to the Board of Health, or you can report it to the National Board of Health. They have to remove it. It's the law.
And Nancy, you're still in a good position to have this resolved, because it's a good timing prospect right now, and you might even, around your birthday, get this resolved. So
it's coming. You just have to be persistent, Nancy. Yeah. And they know that they have to do it, and they're playing games with you because they think you're ignorant. I'm sorry, but that's what I'm picking up. So just keep going with it. Ask your lawyer to be very firm and to really tell him you know it's against the law and they have to do it.
Okay.
So he can get some kind of a legal document to make them do it. I'm sure he can.
So I don't have to go through with a lawsuit?
You have to go through forcing them to do it. And then if you wish, you can, what's that called, Frank, when they sue them when they've been hurt emotionally?
It's negligence. So.
Negligence, yeah.
And,
you can't do that, but let's get the mold removed first.
Yeah,
because my husband's a cancer patient, since 2007, so
you've got to have the lawyer go and get it done. Do not be afraid of the lawyer. He will serve you. Let them know. He will put them on notice.
Yeah. Is there other tenants also that have gone through this?
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, we own it, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, you own the apartment, but they're responsible for the building. Because I had this happen in my condo. And they were out the next morning to take care of it.
Wow.
So they will come, Nancy.
I've been battling for 2.5 years. And the Board of Health, the mayor, the town, everybody. And I just can't. So now, I had no choice.
Yeah, but you did say that other people have having problems, problems?
Yes, there's a roof leaks, and the building's only built in 2002.
Oh. Well, you know what? You need to come together maybe and do a class action suit, right, Frank?
Right. Well, that's what I was thinking, because it felt like other people were having problems. So.
Oh, yeah.
So they didn't clean the gutters properly. And the water got underneath there, and that's a maintenance thing. I don't know if are they supposed to be doing that?
Yes. Well, they really do take care of the building, but it happens to be the roof.
Do you pay a maintenance fee?
I do, yes.
You cannot pay it until they take care of it. You can legally do that, but you need to talk to your lawyer. Anyway, Nancy, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving and that you're going to breathe okay. I know this matter is going to get worse before it gets better, but you will resolve it in your favor.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
Take care. Happy Thanksgiving to you both.
Thank you. Frank, we have Carol from California, and her date of birth is July 31st, 1952. Before you take her call, Frank, will you give your phone number out again to the people listening?
It's 973-882.
7721. 973-882-7721.
Yeah.
If you wanted to reach Frank after you've had this little mini reading with him, you might want to follow up. Carol, good evening.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Thank you for
I'm in California.
We're in California.
And my question is, we've lost my mother's trust, and I was wondering if you know where it might be.
Her, what do you mean, papers to a trust account?
The papers for her trust to change the name on the house.
You have a brother, Carol?
I have a brother, yes.
He's got the papers.
That's what I thought, too, but he keeps telling me no. Do you know where they would be in my brother's home?
I just saw a file cabinet, and I saw his hand on the file cabinet, so... You can get more. Get another.
I know, but I've gone to the. I tried to figure out who the attorney was, and I don't know, so I can't go to an attorney to get a copy of it.
Well, let's see. What do you think, Frank?
Yeah, it sounds like now you don't have an attorney. Have you gotten some information because?
I got some information from an attorney, but she's not the one who wrote the trust. So
yeah.
I don't know who wrote the trust because they wrote it back like in the 90s.
Yeah.
But parents have both been gone for some time.
Yeah. So have you started a challenge on it? Have you challenged the trust?
You know? No. What's a challenge?
Well, you're challenging your brother. You might challenge your brother.
Oh, my brother and I agree that everything's fine, but...
Yeah.
We can't find the paperwork.
Hmm.
Well, you know, if you have a trust and an attorney drew it up and your parents are gone, it's filed. So it's got to be in the state file. You can trace it that way. Every trust account has a number. And the trust has to be filed with your county seat or the capital of California, which is Sacramento. You have to find it that way. Your attorney should know that.
Okay, so I need to go get an attorney. But you think it's in my brother's house?
I do. Do you, Frank?
Okay.
Well, I don't know if he knows that, but it's definitely with some memorabilia too. You know, other things like. Pictures and other correspondence too. So was that
okay,
divided
so maybe
up?
A box that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's in there with the memorabilia. So
okay,
I'm
so I should tell him to go through any boxes he got
right,
from my mom's house.
Right. Well, go through all
but
that.
But you think it's definitely with my brother?
I'm feeling it also. So whatever was divided up,
too.
You know, because.
Carol, if the two of us, Frank and I, are feeling it, you can bet on it.
Yeah.
I thank you. Well, I told my brother he had it, but he keeps saying no, he checked everything. Okay, so I'm going to tell him to go through boxes with memorabilia.
Yeah.
And you can help him. You should do it together.
It looks like there's some.
I think so.
It looks like there's some pictures around it too.
Okay.
So it's all mixed up in that.
Okay.
Be sure to let us know, Carol, okay?
I know. I'm going to see him this week, so I'm going to get on him.
Good.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you for
Happy Thanksgiving
us.
To both of you.
You too.
So, Frank, we're getting towards the half hour, and I'd like you to tell us a little bit of how people can reach you and what you can bring to them. You've been terrific tonight.
Well, I've been working at this for quite a number of years. Not only do I work with my psychic abilities to try to bring things whatever questions you might have about the present and the future. Also, I have a medium ability, so I'm able to pick up people in your family and friends. I don't have a problem with that. Sometimes they have messages. Sometimes it's extremely important. Like if you heard in the beginning of the program where somebody had lost a brother through a problem that he was having, his depression worked into a suicide. And believe me, people are not lost. Spirits are not lost. They go through a transition. They go through relatives are there when they pass. So there's a good process. A lot of people tell me from the other side that their family's around. They feel safe. They feel the love, and it helps them to work through it. And the whole family, you start to feel you might get some answers out of people. Now, I do, I work with, sometimes the police, I know certain detectives, they call me up and they have a case. And so I work with trying to find people, missing people. Hopefully they're still alive. A lot of times I get cold cases. So I have to go through a whole process using my psychic abilities and my mediumship to contact these people. And once we develop a rapport, we can get information, location, and that type of thing. It's kind of real detective work. It takes a long time to learn, and I'm still learning. And
that's what you're known as, the New Jersey psychic detective.
Yeah. And recently I found somebody alive, which I said, thank God for that, because it was a autistic person, and he had been dropped off from school. The person was like 23 years old, and he had forgotten his lunch pail, and he decided he was going to go back to school, which was a few towns over, and he got disoriented. I got a call from a police chief who was at the home of a mother that was very frightened about it. And I said, I see him sitting on a curb, shaking his head. And I felt that somebody was going to stop and ask him his problem. I also asked if he knew his home phone number. She said he did. And I said this would happen within 20 minutes of this call. And believe it or not, they called me back in 20 minutes, and the lady stopped and asked them what the problem was. So they reunited, and I was so glad that I found somebody.
In a sense, you saved his life, Frank, and yeah, that is terrific.
You know, but we have a lot of things going on. You know, your family history sometimes comes through, you never know, because some people have reconnected with people that they thought they were lost with, and sometimes I'm able to locate them. Even in Europe, from here to Europe, brothers or sisters that were separated. So,
and I remember when you did something in Australia, which we both laughed about. That was a few years ago.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where you are in the world. I wanted to tell a little story, a little miracle we had here with a cat. My girlfriend lost her cat, and the cat was gone for 2 days, and she knew who I was, and she asked me, where's my cat? Everybody's upset. And I said, well, she's outside, but she's in a place that she cannot get out of, and she's curled up under a tree, and she can't get back to you. I said, go out outside and look in a little wooded area under a tree. Well, she went outside, and she was drawn to go to her neighbor's backyard, who had a tree, and it had a barbed wire fence around it. And she went to that tree, and the cat was right there. It couldn't get through that barbed wire fence. Isn't that something? And that's chemistry. These are little things that we call the miracles of God. It really is, and we're very thankful Frank and I are both very thankful that we can bring this to the world for your benefit as well as for ours. It's invaluable to, so valuable to us, but to you, I'm sure there's a value as well. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. My guest is Frank St. James, the psychic detective, and we'll be right back after this break. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul by Elizabeth Joyce is a perfect holiday gift for Christmas or for any other holiday. This book, Garden, as Elizabeth calls it, and it's one of her favorites, talks about the invisible energy known as Shakti, Chi, the Holy Ghost, is not a time or a thing, but the underlying nature order of the universe, whose ultimate essence is difficult to hold or to understand. The object of spiritual practice is to become one with these energies, to become a tunnel, to become a download effect, or by whatever you choose to call them. To achieve this type of balance is known as the state of being. This book, penned by Elizabeth Joyce, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, is an experience of compassion. It's a desire to help others with these troubling times, through light and love shining through the darkness, and to bring love and light to all those who read the words. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is not a fluffy, feel-good book. It is a well-written, practical guide exploring the groundbreaking philosophy of truly transforming your life. If you are serious about creating change, embracing your birthright with enthusiasm and grace, and creating your very own infinite possibilities, then this book is for you. With all the religious teachers, books, and masters of philosophy, we learn soon that they are one and the same. Spiritual practice is to become one with the soul and harmonize your inner nature in order to achieve that which you have been born to do. When you are walking your path, you innately know this because it becomes effortless. You think about it, you talk about it, you plan it, and you do it. This always involves meditation and the practice of moral practices. This book, Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, brings the principles which can be discerned by observing nature and can be followed as a practice. Your impact and connection to this energy force brings you a force field containing unlimited possibilities. However you practice it and use it is up to each and one individual soul. This book contains the natural laws of the universe, which will help to open your heart and guide you. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul is available at Amazon.com and at Elizabeth's website, www.new-visions.com. Pick it up, and you'll keep it by your bedside forever. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out, and now is time for your cosmic tip. This week is Thanksgiving week. How are we going to get through the Thanksgiving gathering? Getting the family together can be the best of times or the worst of times. Here are some ideas to help make this Thanksgiving one of your best. Avoid political talk. We all have an Uncle Matthew that brings up controversial issues whenever the family gets together. Not today. Not on Thanksgiving Day. Sorry, Matt. Show thankful wishes and gratitude. From my experience, it helps bring in the Thanksgiving spirit by going around the table and having everyone say something that they're thankful for. This will bring a smile to everyone's face and set the tone for the rest of the evening. It could be that your favorite team won a game, or that you were able to do something that you really liked during the year. There's always something. If there's a lot of children and multiple families together on Thanksgiving Day, it may be good to have a kids' table and an adult table. Give the adults their freedom hour. This is necessary for their well-being. But don't separate the family members. None of this one family upstairs and the other one downstairs. The Thanksgiving meal is about being around the people that you love and are thankful for, even if it is your grouchy mother-in-law. Remember, she brought your husband into the world. Plan and prepare well beforehand. If there's something you can do the night before, do it. Clean, cook, and set up. I can promise you that things will pop up that day. Therefore, prepare for the unexpected and try to think ahead. Always have someone bring something to the table. A good wine, a favorite dish, or dessert. No matter how big or how small, your host will thank you and you'll feel like you're being a part of the day. The booze. So you're not a big drinker. Well, on family holidays you are. Whip out the wine and the beer to help you kick off the end. Here's a heads up. Manners matter. It seems like that part of the meal has slipped away somehow. When the family gathers around the table this Thanksgiving, make sure the kids are on their best behavior with some table manners tips, as well as many of the adults. Napkin in your lap. No elbows on the table. Chew with your mouth closed. Lift the food to your mouth. Don't bend over and shovel in. Not the mouth to the food. Wait for your turn to talk. No whispering. No interrupting. No private side table discussions. Use your indoor voice, not your outside yelling. Take just the right bites. Don't complain about the food or other family members. Pick up your dishes and take them to the kitchen after all are finished eating. You can reward your children for their good manners when you get them back home. I know there are many, many of you out there that are uncomfortable on Thanksgiving Day, especially if you have to go to a place where people help to make you uncomfortable. So I thought I would give you something this year to hold in your heart, especially after we have had such a stressful year, electing a new president, and everybody is on edge about their personal feelings about what's coming. This thankful prayer that I'm giving you tonight was written by an American Indian. His name is Jonathan Trueblood. I think, therefore I am. I am, therefore I love. An open heart and open mind. Just being kind and peace begins. We change the world in subtle ways. A word of praise and love begin. Don't look for peace in foreign lands. It happens here where we are living. And all it takes is our forgiving. It has to start with you and me. We tell the truth, we play it fair, we learn to care, and love begins. A helping hand, a friendly smile, we talk a while, and peace begins. A promise made, a promise kept, we say we will, and so we do it. We take a vow, and then renew it. Our handshake is our guarantee. We try to find, when tensions rise, a common ground, a compromise. And when we do, we realize that loving wins, that all the blame and all the fears will disappear and peace begins. Forget the past and let it go. Then love can grow and peace begins. When troubles come, we stand aside. Let love abide and peace begins. We make our choices every day. When love is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me. When every man and woman too will take the time to talk it through, then peace will come, because it's true that loving wins. Without a sound, the battle's done. The war is won, and peace begins. Wishing all of you a wonderful and memorable Thanksgiving Day. And now, let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce with next week's guest. Next week, November 27th, my guest will be Chiron. Chiron is a wonderful reader, and he uses astrology as well as the tarot for his divination. Chiron, the wounded healer, practiced under the nom de plume of Chiron, a name inherited from the Greeks, man-centaur, god of healing, wisdom, and education, whose name was applied to the mysterious minor planet Comet discovered in 1977 by Charles Kowal as it was orbiting the sun between Saturn and Uranus. Chiron's usual technique in reading an individual incorporates casting a natal chart, that's astrology, analyzing the patterns astrologically, observing the current outer planet transits and how they impact the chart, and then he utilizes the Morgan Greer Tarot in tandem with the chart. All this discerns what's happening and about to happen in your life. And his techniques also help to guide you about your immediate future. An excellent clairsentient, he is able to gain some insights during the process to determine the opportunities and challenges for those he reads. We will have an open mic, and you will be able to call and ask either Chiron or myself a question about you personally that you would like to have psychically answered. So don't forget to listen next week on Let's Find Out, Sunday night, November 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific and 9 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to the show and looking forward to your call.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. In the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. No matter how far away you roam.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Perry Como with Home for the Holidays. Now, that's a song that I used to listen to every year, and it does take me back to my family when I was younger and enjoying the getting ready for the holidays with so much excitement. My guest tonight is psychic and medium Frank St. James, and he is here with us on Let's Find Out to answer your questions. So if you want to talk to him and ask a question, the number is 888-429-5471. And we certainly could take a couple of more this evening. We're coming into Thanksgiving, and that is the time of gratitude. And I have a lot of gratitude that Frank is here and joining us and bringing us his wonderful talent. Hi, Frank. Glad to have you back.
Thank you very much, and I'm glad to be back.
So what's going on with what's coming in December? I understand we're in for a little bit of a rough time. What do you think that's about?
Oh, I think that just the way things have been changing, the political atmosphere, I think people are finally going to start calming down and
good.
And listening. I don't think there's been a lot of listening. There's been a lot of yelling and accusing, but nobody's been listening. So
and lots of rumors, which I really,
you know, right,
just an aversion to, don't you?
Yeah.
So we just have to sit back and see what's going to fly.
A lot of misinformation, and it's been I've never seen it. So
I never have either. I do think that some people that are very, very passionate about all this now are going to be surprised how they feel down the road.
Yeah.
We certainly have sat on the establishment, and we certainly have let the government know how unhappy many of us are, but we still have to straighten it out in an orderly fashion, right, Frank?
That's right, and I was talking to some people today about, they were mentioning about getting off of Facebook and the misinformation that came through, which they admit. And so, you know, it's just been, you know, a common sense prevails, period.
Well, we were talking before about children having a computer at 3 and 4 years old, which I think is asinine. But I also, it takes away their thought, ability to think, and it takes away their creativity. But I also think that the Facebook and the social media has a lot of power, and they can create anything they want. And you know what? If it's on the computer, it's true, right, Frank?
That's right. And we always, you know, kids are always looking for authority. And if you don't act like parents, they're going to rebel.
Because and they do, and we don't. They haven't acted like parents, because I don't know if some of these kids that are now parents were really taught. You know, when Dr. Spock came in the 1960s, everything was, oh, don't punish them, let them alone, they'll be fine, and all that type of thing. And we even had a real big latchkey children problem. That's when they go home after school and there's no parents there.
Right.
So we used to have, on the corner, we used to have a mother that would volunteer to keep a watch on the block. So that just shows you how much we have changed since then.
Hmm.
Very few mothers stay home with their babies after they're born. They have to get back to work. And I've never understood that, because I stayed home with my children. What are you going to do?
Hmm.
Anyway, I also think we might have some heavy weather on the East Coast and maybe up in the Midwest as well in December.
Well, I felt that we'd have at least three major storms, but right away it would start melting away. So it's the weather's so erratic that I think it's a very hard call. You know,
yeah,
I feel like Long Island and is going to get hit again,
mm-hmm.
which I come from. I come from Long Island, and I grew up on the Bay, South Shore Bay. And been through some hurricanes, and but the water's been steadily rising, and
yes, that's from the melting icebergs. I know it has.
Yeah.
And did you hear about Long Island with all that fish that came into Long Island Sound?
Right.
And closed the waterway.
Yeah, but. That's been coming, unfortunately, common with oxygen getting starved out for these fish, too. And
I guess it's from what they're putting into the ocean or into the waterways.
And the West Coast, too, has been having that problem. So it's
they have on the beach. I know. So what do you see for 2017? Is there something positive coming in 2017? Can we give them a little bite of what we're going to be talking about maybe on New Year's Eve?
You know what? For the United States, I do feel finally a balancing out, things getting done that haven't been addressed for a while, and more for... The people that are the backbone of this country, and that makes in all races of people that
good.
Are that'll finally get what they've been hoped, when they've been promised by these politicians. You know, they get their votes and then they leave them just as bad as they were before. So I do feel confident that Trump is actually going to at least give it his best effort to do what he said he was going to do.
I think he is, too. And I think that there's a lot of obstacles in his way through other people and organizations. But I think in his heart, he's going to do the best that he can. And the people might be surprised in his lack of tolerance. You know, we know that he has a short fuse, but maybe his lack of tolerance is good. You know, he's not going to put up with any kind of messing around with things. And if it's the law, I think that Donald Trump respects the law.
Well, I think he'll surround himself with people that know what they're doing. And the best of these people are going to be shown that finally we're going to get some people that are going to take charge in what they're supposed to be doing, you know.
The only concern I have, Frank, is that he's not a political person. He doesn't understand that much about lies and deceits that are done deliberately to grab power. And I'm afraid of a coup, or that somebody might try a coup to take over.
You know, it's not, you
know. And I think Mr. Pence will be there to warn him. And if Mitt Romney comes, he's been around, so he might be able to help as well.
Hmm. But that's what they're working on. They're working on stability stop this race war that's been developing since the last 8 years.
Well,
and
I know.
Everybody counts. And finally, I feel like people will find communities that have been troubled are finally going to help get some help, real help.
I hope so. And he said that he was going to go into the places like Detroit and the depths of Chicago and try to straighten out the ghetto. So that would be good as well. Mm. So we're going to end on a positive note. We have Thanksgiving. We're coming into gratitude. Frank, what is your wish for Thanksgiving? What are you grateful for?
I'm just, I'm grateful that I'm here and I'm with my wife of 38 years my kids are doing well and
that's great.
And period. And I wish for harmony. I just wish for harmony in our country. That's all.
And I wish for harmony in families. And I wish, as you're dreading to go to a Thanksgiving gathering, that you change that thought. And that you go to the Thanksgiving gathering with love in your heart and the wish for harmony that Frank is sending out to you tonight. Everybody, go into yourself for a moment and ask yourself, what am I thankful for right now? What do I have gratitude for? Just take a moment and let that explode within you. Thanks for coming, Frank, and we're going to try to do a show on New Year's Eve, if all is well.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm wishing everybody very happy Thanksgiving, and hopefully everybody's connecting on with their family, and just enjoy yourself for that day.
Thank you, Frank. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I wanted to add to Frank's statement of joining with your family. If you don't have a family to join with, or you feel a little bit alone, why don't you go volunteer at a place where they're serving Thanksgiving dinner to the people that couldn't bring themselves a Thanksgiving dinner? I think that would be a wonderful thing to do. And now it's time for the meditation. We have a very special meditation tonight. It's called the Garden of Wisdom, and it's going to help you come out of any kind of a depression or negativity that you have felt trapped in, and perhaps see that ray of light at the end of that long tunnel. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week, and good night. This is the Garden of Life Meditation with Elizabeth Joyce. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are still in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking. As we continue to choose positive thoughts and actions, the negative thoughts dissolve away. So, take a deep breath. Sit with your spine straight, both feet flat on the floor, and legs uncrossed. Or you can lay down. Close your eyes and allow these messages to flow and penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are the most important to you at this moment. These positive concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As your body, mind, spirit absorbs them by repetition, you are slowly strengthening and crossing the bridge, the very basis of your garden of life. As we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to flow into your consciousness, know that you are planting the seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those experiences, those old hurts, old pain, and I put them into this stream and watch them dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward into the new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which kind of vibrational plane I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others releases me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself, because when I can forgive, I am setting myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now, to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross this bridge with joy and ease, and the old issues have transformed into wonderful new experiences. You know, my life gets better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and the old thoughts stand in my way. My new thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release the things in my past that cloud my vision. I now can see the perfection of all of life. I willingly forgive, and I bring love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and see yourself breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and bring in the aromatherapy of spring, all the flowers blooming and the glorious sights of the brilliant colors. As I take a deep breath, I observe my life with joy abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided through the day and making good choices. divine intelligence, and my blessed higher self continually guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. As I break free and think wonderful thoughts, I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. This is my new vision of reality. And so it is.